Dear songwriter, have you ever thought about writing a song for TV, movies, or commercials? Sync, as they call it. Honestly, this isn't something that's really been on the forefront of my mind, but I was recently presented with an opportunity to write a song for consideration for sync, meaning for TV, movies, or commercials, etc. This means writing a song that could get placed in one of those places. I almost turned the opportunity down because it felt like new territory, felt like I wasn't too comfortable with the idea of it, something I hadn't done before in that way. I worried that maybe I wouldn't be able to come up with anything, or that I could, but what I would write would totally suck. But I didn't want that fear or that uncertainty to get in the way of a cool opportunity and cool new experience and possible learning experience that I can now share about. So I accepted the offer. So in this episode, I'm going to share that experience. I'm going to detail how this opportunity came to be, how I went about writing the actual song, and the main takeaways that I got from this experience. Whether you're interested in writing for sync or not, and to be honest, I'm on the fence about it in terms of if this is something I'm going to invest a lot in moving forward. But regardless, this episode is going to bring you a lot of value. My name is Connor Frost. I'm a professional songwriting mentor who's helped hundreds of songwriters to write their first collection of songs. And this is Dear Songwriter, the podcast to help you confidently write and release your music so that you can live your most musical and creative life. Let's get into it. Okay, as always, welcome to the show. So yeah, this was a cool experience. I have a lot of thoughts about it, and I was excited to come on here and share about this experience because, like I said in the beginning, I think regardless of if this is something that you want to dive into, I feel like there's a lot that can be learned from attempting something like this. I just want to be clear, right? So this was a song that I wrote for sync consideration. And I say consideration because it has yet to be placed in an actual TV show, commercial, or film. It hasn't gotten that far yet. If you've been listening to me for a while, you know I like being transparent. I'm just sharing the first part of hopefully what will end up being a success in terms of placement in one of those three places. Okay, how this all came to be. So basically, my team member, Iago, is someone who helps our students on, I would say, more of like the recording and production side of things as it relates to using digital audio workstations like GarageBand, Logic, Ableton, whatever it might be. And he has had a lot of success in producing music for the world of sync. So he's gotten some placements in TV shows, and he's much more in that world, way more than I am, similar to how Julie, my other colleague who is a songwriting coach on my team, she also is more involved in that world. Out of the three of us, I definitely know the least. And so getting this message from Iago basically telling me that he had a prompt from this sync placement agency that he thought I would be a good fit for, I was totally floored. I was really flattered, truly, and I was honored. And Iago is someone that I respect greatly, obviously. Otherwise, I wouldn't have asked them to be on my team. And so this is just a really cool thing, regardless at the time of what I was going to decide. On a personal note, it was just a really cool thing that happened. And shout out to Iago for just giving me the opportunity and for believing in me. As I said in the intro, though, when he approached me with this proposition of wanting to collaborate on this, essentially having me what's called top line this instrumental that he had, meaning writing lyrics as well as a melody for this instrumental that he put in place that he wanted to pitch to this agency. Because it was something I hadn't done before, I was extremely nervous. I was reluctant to say yes. I didn't say yes right away. Some thoughts I was having was like, oh, what if I can't think of anything? Like, I've never done this before. What if this sucks? How do I even start? How do I figure out what to write about? Like, all these things were popping into my head and, you know, not wanting to let down my team member and person who has become a friend. And so anyways, all these things were coming into my head. And so had a chat with Iago, and I expressed some of this concern to him, and he did a great job of basically telling me, like, you know what, there's no harm in doing this. Let's just give it a shot. And so I came to the realization that this was too interesting an opportunity and too cool of an opportunity to pass up, right? There were so many reasons why I could have not done it. I'm too busy with what I'm doing. I'm going to be traveling soon, right? There were so many reasons. And ultimately, I was like, you know what, that's nonsense. This is going to be cool. I should just go for it, right? So I agreed, and I'm so happy I did. So that's how that all came to be. And again, shout out to Iago for even giving me the opportunity. So basically, once we made that decision, Iago forwarded me what's called a sync brief. And basically, in that sync brief from this agency, there are two important pieces of information. The first piece of information is they give you a detailed description of the direction, the genre, and the style of the song. Not going to read the whole thing, but basically some of the vibes that they were going for in this detailed description that they mentioned and included was teen girl attitude, alt rock and punk, main stage heavy slash alt rock. Those were some of the words and descriptions that were included in this larger description. So that was the first thing that they include in the sync brief. The second thing that they included, which is super helpful and also something that you as songwriters should be providing to your producers, right? If you are not doing this, or if you are working with a producer who is not asking for this, I would personally say that's a bit of a red flag, but that's a Spotify playlist of song references to try and channel. There is the description that I gave you the spark notes for, and then this playlist, super important. Otherwise, it would have been very challenging, I think, to try and come up with something had I not had both of those pieces of information, right? I also received the instrumental that Iago had produced. He had already put together this instrumental a little while back, and this was the one he wanted to use, so he sent that my way. So I had everything I needed to get started, or I had everything that I was going to get. I wasn't going to get any more information. I wasn't getting any more material. So that's what I was rolling with. And so I was able to start the process. So again, I hadn't done anything like this before, but I knew through conversations that I've had with Julie, with Iago, with other friends of mine that are in this world a little bit more so, I knew that a rule of thumb was that you should write about more general topics, right? Like if you get too personal, it might be too specific to your personal story, in which case these agencies are not necessarily going to want to place it in a movie that has nothing to do with your specific sadness. So having that in mind and knowing that, I decided to approach the project the same way I approach a songwriting exercise or prompt that I might receive as a student of songwriting, or that I might assign to one of my students in our songwriter accelerator mentorship. It was an exercise, and I viewed it exactly as that, and I locked into the mindset that it was an exercise, and that just changed the game for me. It gave me the freedom to be like, okay, I can do this, and I know exactly how I want to go about this. So once I came to that conclusion, once I locked in that mindset, it basically all came together, and it came together in four steps, which I'm going to outline here. Step one is that I picked a topic, storyline, and title. So quick story, I met my friend Paul on a West Coast tour back in 2016. We were doing shows from, I think it was San Francisco up to, I think Seattle was maybe the furthest north that we went. I think it was like 8 shows or something like that. This was back in 2016. We met on that tour, and a fantastic bass player and great musician. So anyways, on that tour, he told me and everyone in the van this story about how he had to break off an engagement when he was, I think, either late teens or early 20s. He was a young dude and he had to break off this engagement with this woman back in such and such a year. And it got really messy. And it actually ended up with him and his now ex-partner on one of those like daytime courtroom reality shows. I can't remember exactly which one, but similar to like Judge Judy, right? Where a couple goes in and it's televised and it's a true story. Him telling me that story, I just remember my mind being blown. And to this day is like one of the more memorable stories that I've heard. And so I don't know what it was, but that was like the first thing that popped into my head when I was like, okay, I need to write a song. So I was like, you know what? I love this story. What better way to commemorate it? It has nothing to do with me, but I'm just going to go for it. And so it ended up with me picking this title, Just Give Me That Ring Back. So I landed on a topic, storyline, and title. So that was step one. Step two was I mapped out and wrote the verses. Now, I'll be honest, I didn't overthink this. I was like, you know what? Verse one, this is going to take place during the time and setting of the main character buying the engagement ring for his then girlfriend. So I'd really like outline the feelings, the thoughts that the character was going through during that time of actually buying the ring. Then verse two would take place in the courtroom. Similar thing. I detailed the sights and sounds, what took place on that day, on that fateful day. What I didn't want to include was the verdict. But spoiler alert, Paul did win and his ex-partner had to return the engagement ring to him. And that was what the whole dispute was about. They'd broken off the engagement and she refused to return the ring. Hopefully I'm not butchering the story, but it doesn't really matter. At the end of the day, it was a crazy story and I wrote a song about that. So that was step two, was I mapped out the verses specifically. Step three was I wrote the chorus and I made this easy on myself. Once again, didn't overthink it. I was just like, I'm going to use the title of the song as the main lyrical and melodic hook of the chorus, which again was Just Give Me That Ring Back. So the rest of the chorus, I just built lyrics and melodies around that general concept, all leading to this hook, Just Give Me That Ring Back, which repeated towards the end of the chorus. Made it as easy for myself as I could. Step four was I recorded two rough takes and then I edited a comp together. I personally use Logic, wouldn't matter what you use, but just recording. I used an SM58 mic in my rehearsal space. I just recorded two rough takes and then I sent it to Iago, right? Like I wanted to make sure that he was cool with this, that he liked the song before I did like a deep dive into like, okay, I'm going to officially record this. I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to like do a couple takes and I'll send it over to Iago. And it's a good thing because getting his feedback was very important. There was a couple things related to lyrics that Iago suggested that I change, as well as melody. And the biggest thing was that the key was just like a little bit too high. It was like a step too high. So we made the decision like, okay, let's bring it a step down. And he rearranged the production and he was able to get that over to me. And we hashed this out all on a call afterwards. So that was step four. Step five, which I haven't done yet, I will go ahead and record a final version based off that feedback. So I took notes on what we talked about. We recorded the Zoom session. And so now it's my job to create that official recording before I send it to Iago to create the final production and send it off to this agency. Dear songwriter, meet me in Vermont. Can't believe that it's that time of year again, but after a wildly successful Green Mountain songwriting retreat in 2023, we are doing it again. 4 days devoted just to writing songs, to adding songs to your catalog, to meeting friends along the way, creating bonds, co-writers for life, leveling up your songwriting, adding to your songwriting toolbox. It's all happening and it's all happening again this August, 2024. So if you are interested in that, coming together in person with me, with other like-minded individuals, I invite you to apply because applications are now open. And at the time of recording this, we are in the early bird stages, meaning if your application is selected, then you will qualify for the early bird investment rate before the rates go up after the early bird period. So go to ConnorFrost.com, C-O-N-N-O-R, Frost, F-R-O-S-T.com, /retreat2024, retreat2024, ConnorFrost.com/retreat2024. Fill out an application. If you qualify, I will be in touch. My team will be in touch and we'll go from there. All right. Looking forward to reviewing your application. Let's get back to the show. So that was the five-step process. Very fun process. Definitely a little bit weird, right? It was an interesting task that, again, was the first time I ever really had to do that or put myself in a position to do that. And I came away with a lot of learning experiences and basically four main takeaways, which I'm going to share with you now. I wrote this song, you know, in less than an hour, and I really think it was because I approached the project as an exercise, right? And I keep hearkening back to that because I think it's important, especially if you're feeling stuck, if you can think of a song, and I know it doesn't sound sexy, I know it doesn't sound cool, but if you can think of it as an exercise, there may be less pressure on yourself to have to make something great, and you can just create. So anyways, that was a quick tangent. Here are the main takeaways. Number one was that not every song has to be so personal. That was a main takeaway from this. You can detach yourself from the character and just write. You know, not everything has to be so intense, so serious. Not everything has to come from within, so to speak, right? And I think I knew that, right? But I think it's one thing to know it, and it's one thing to put it in practice in a very intentional way. Takeaway number two was that the ability to make decisions in your creative process, however uncertain you may be about them, could be the difference between consistently finishing your songs and never finishing any. We get so paralyzed by perfectionism and our inability to make decisions, our inability to decide, okay, yes, this is what I want to run with. This is good enough. We always wonder, oh, what if there's a better alternative? With this exercise, I wasn't about to spend 5 days on this. I didn't have a choice but to make quick decisions. And I think it just puts yourself in a position where you learn to trust yourself and you learn to lean into that discomfort of like, oh gosh, I just made a decision. I don't know if this is the right one, but I'm just going to run with it. And I think that's important not only for songwriting, but life in general, right? Not to get overly cliche, but I can't help but feel like that probably would be helpful in many facets of life. So that was takeaway number two, is the importance of the ability to make decisions. Takeaway number three was that songwriting can and should feel like an exercise. So kind of like what I was saying before, if songwriting has to every time be this like magical out-of-body experience, when inspiration strikes, when the universe tells you that it's okay to do so, not wanting to force these things, right? I'm not trying to make fun of you if these are things that you've said, because I've definitely said them as well. But those things, those thoughts, they also might be excuses, right? That's a whole other conversation. They may feel good in the moment, right? This out-of-body experience that we're talking about when it comes to songwriting. I've definitely experienced that as well. But it's those who treat it like a practice and a craft. And I've said this before, like a puzzle, right? And that pissed off a lot of people when I said that songwriting was like a puzzle. People really got mad at me in my DMs because, I don't know, maybe it felt like I was like cheapening it or whatever. But no, especially for something like this, there are certain guidelines that you're following and you're putting it together like a puzzle. So if you're obsessed with this notion, oh, it has to be this magical experience, that might keep you stuck, or at some point you might get stuck. So it's those who can treat it like a craft and an everyday practice, probably you're going to write more and probably better songs, because you're paying attention to detail and to the nitty-gritty of the craft itself, which has been around for many years now. And then takeaway number four is just, you never know what will happen if you put yourself out there. When I think about how this came to be, yes, I knew Yago because he was a team member, right? But had I not put myself out there over the course of many, many years, which led to starting this business, which led to growing to this business to the point where I needed to hire someone like Yago, to developing a relationship with Yago, to him understanding my philosophies and my songwriting and sharing that with him, he would have never offered this opportunity to me. I'm not saying this to toot my own horn, but these experiences compound over the course of decades. Every little action you take compounds and it turns into opportunities. If I wasn't in a position where I didn't feel ready, or I didn't feel prepared, or I didn't feel confident to be able to take him up on this opportunity, I wouldn't do so, right? And he was the one who noticed, like, hey, Connor might be a good fit for this task. So again, if you just put yourself out there, like, things that you don't even suspect could happen, happen. I think that's important. And if you get nothing else from this episode, I hope that it's that. Cool. That was a lot of fun. Hope it brought you some value. And I will talk to you next week. And hey, if you like this episode, could you review the podcast? That could be helpful. Or leave a rating. If you listen on Spotify, press that 5 stars. That'd be super helpful. Awesome. Talk to you next week.